This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It reminds me, you owe me $5.
I do, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on the tab. It's on the tally.
All right.
I don't have a five, though. You got change for 20?
Do I have change for 20?
Is that a yes?
Of course he doesn't.
Absolutely.
Nobody has any cash anymore.
I know.
I never have money on me.
Right. Nope.
I have a 20.
I have quarters, but...
Well, no. Somebody's going around with cash because the people who are holding the signs in the center divide are out there for a reason.
Right.
And they're getting paid. I see it. A lot.
Maybe
I'm always surprised.
Maybe they use a little square.
No, they're getting cash.
Sticking there at the top of your phone.
Our tax number.
No, I take credit cards. It's totally fine.
800-400-3697. 4 and 5 says, Matt Damon did Liberace.
Yeah. That's
much later,
that's
though.
Yeah, he did the boyfriend.
Many, many years later.
He probably
later.
Has a regretful move to not doing Brokeback Mountain. He's like, oh, I got to try and get an award.
The movie that got away.
Yeah. Matt Damon.
I just tuned in. Who's this comedian? Wow, what an annoying voice.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's Danica Patrick, the race car driver hosting the ESPYs. Not funny. A lot of pity laughs going on in there.
I'm super surprised she did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing her hope was, because she's bad at commercials too.
Yeah, she is terrible at them, actually.
I'm guessing she was like, I'll show them, and it didn't work.
She showed us all right.
She has, though, nabbed one of the best footballers of going.
Yeah.
So just... You know, you finished a great career. You got a nice guy. Probably a pile of dough.
Sure. What do you want to put yourself out there for?
Why are you doing that? It's crazy.
Well, some people have something to prove, you know?
Well, right.
Like maybe she wants to go into broadcasting or something. And hoping that hosting the ESPYs would be a kickstart for her.
All right.
I'm glad she at least tried.
I guess. I don't know.
What her net worth is.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess $50 million.
Oh, I'm going to guess. Boy, that seems high.
That seems high to you?
It does. But I don't really know what race car
Indy cars, NASCAR.
I'll say $32 million.
Big Super Bowl TV commercials.
Oh, yeah, endorsements. That's right.
What do you say? 50? What do you say?
32, but I.
18.
Oh!
I have a different story.
What do you have?
I have 60.
Oh, you know what, Hooman? Yeah, I go down to two more articles, and it's the highest is 60. You're right.
That seems more like it.
Dang.
And she's so funny.
Oh, my gosh, she's hilarious. She's great.
Excuse me. The ingredient in Claritin D is pseudoephedrine, and that's the main ingredient in meth.
Pseudoephedrine.
Right. And that's what's in the other medicines that people are, I think it's Sudafed and others.
And Sizerp.
I don't think that's
Sizerp is like codeine,
yeah,
right?
It's codeine. Yeah, that's not whatever. The same thing.
Right, Rudy?
I've got my double styrofoam cup.
You know how to spell Sizerp?
Me?
Couldn't be.
S-Z-U-R-P?
No.
S-Z-Z-U-R-P?
You guys are killing me. I'm laughing so hard. I think farts are hilarious. I have a sense of humor of a 22-year-old boy, and I'm old lady-ish.
Farts are funny. You just got to laugh at them. I mean, why are we so worried? I mean, we all fart. Like, just...
Do we? It's fun.
Yes, we do.
I don't know, though. I prefer to think of that area for its main purpose.
Not for its comedy?
No.
What's his main purpose?
Well, what do you think?
I just have a feeling you have a different idea. That's all.
Not that!
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I actually think I do. But
right.
I'm pretty sure that's not its main purpose, Vinny. Don't wink at me. That's weird. Because that ain't happening.
Oh, Sarah.
You heard me. I said no.
Did you guys mention the naked guy riding his bike on 101 yesterday?
No.
No, we didn't. But that was there were videos of it. Yeah.
What part of 101?
I don't remember.
Was it towards San Jose, Santa Clara area? I can't remember what the story said.
Was he good looking?
I don't think so.
Big one?
I don't think so. Okay. I just saw a side shot in the paper this morning or something.
Listening to Tuesday's Secret Show, why doesn't Vinny introduce the overnight guy, the beard man, to one of his single female friends? Also, for the woman who wrote that story, I was her too. And it sounds cliche, but just focus on being happy as you can and doing things that make you happy. Oh, I didn't get married until I was 39, and now I'm so in love today with my hubby. But I look back on my single years in my 30s with fondness too, because I was happy.
Yeah. We got a letter from a 35-year-old woman who doesn't have a boyfriend, doesn't have any prospects, thought she always would get married and have kids, and wanted our advice. And we said, just try to be happy.
Well, it's a trip. I was saying, I know a lot of single women in their 30s, and it seems to be a weird transition socially or societally as women have chosen careers.
Right.
And it has put everything sort of in a different timeline. And so that timeline of having kids by 28 and being married seems to be pushing into the 30s. And sometimes even then, stuff's not lining up right.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But it's cool. But you do have a career. That's something to be super happy about.
You should just, focus on being a whole person without having to have these other factors. Or find a way to make them happen. Get a matchmaker, like Hooman said. Hooman said, pay $10,000 and have someone matchmake for you.
Right.
That's right.
I'm almost out of time. Let me see if there's anything that's super important.
We do have a big movie review.
We sure do.
Vinny, I could not agree with you more. Why would you ever have one beer? It's zero or 5,000.
Oh, my God, you poor thing. Let's let it be zero.
Well, welcome back, Rudy.
Yes.
It's wonderful
Rudy,
to see
nice
you.
To see
hello,
you.
My friends.
Our friend, Rudy.
My friends.
Good to see you, buddy.
How are we all doing today? I'm very happy to see you guys. Haven't seen you guys since 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right.
And here we are.
I'm really glad that you beat Sarah's team. What was Sarah's team's name?
I don't remember, but it was me
the
and
the losers.
Ooh.
And what was your name?
Well, that was our...
The Honuts.
Were you guys the Honuts?
Yeah.
Me and Vaughn were the Zips. And
Why the Zips?
Well, it's a reference to some extracurricular activities. I thought I'd be able to sneak
activities?
That past everybody, but we ended up losing two, so what can I say?
What does Zips mean?
Does it have to do with green?
Yes, it's a measuring... it's a way to measure.
Measure what?
Green?
OZs.
OZs.
That's correct.
What are OZs?
Cannabis.
Cannabis.
OZs are ounces, right?
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
And they call an ounce a zip.
There you go.
Oh.
And that's a substantial amount. So I said, you know what? Me and Vaughn, we are a substantial amount.
What did Vaughn
so
think of that name?
I think he agreed with it. I think he was, look, he's giving me the thumbs up right now.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
We're going to do another cornhole tournament. So
you
got to let me know if you're in.
I'm in. I was in Walmart and I was walking by the cornhole area. And
have a whole area.
Yeah, and I was sitting there looking. I was thinking to myself, maybe I should buy one so
practice.
I can keep my game up.
Man.
I was pretty sharp that day, but not good enough.
All right, before we get to the big movie review, I want to tell everyone the Sausalito Film Festival is happening this weekend
at
Cavallo Point. And on Saturday night, I'm going to be on stage with actress Mia Maestro.
Whoa. Shame.
She was in Twilight, Motorcycle Diaries, Nashville, Scandal, Alias, to name a few.
She must be excited.
So she's the producer of a documentary called Oka Van Gogh. It's a documentary about a huge river in Southwest Africa. Yeah, river is 990 miles long.
How long, 990?
Yeah, sorry. The river is 990 miles long, and it's ultimately the movie's about biodiversity, conservation, wilderness, and ecosystems in order to save the river. So if you're around, if you already have tickets, come say hi and
And then you're going out to dinner with this famous actress.
Yeah, there'll be a few of us.
We want to hear the review on that.
Yeah.
That's
I want to hear the whole story on Monday.
All right, beautiful people of Alice Radio. Here is your review of a film called Equalizer 2.
Ooh.
Denzel Washington. Oberon from Game of Thrones.
Excellent.
Melissa Leo and the president from Independence Day.
Oh.
Bill Pullman.
Let's not call him by his name. Let's just call him president. So in this film, Denzel is a Lyft driver by day and a vigilante by night.
Right.
And when his best friend gets murdered, it sends Denzel over the edge, and his revenge is merciless. Rudy, is this film a badass action thriller, or is it a commercial for Lyft?
A badass action thriller might be a little too far, but I will say this though: for any Lyft drivers out there, like that are aspiring to be vigilantes, like this is your movie right here. This is your moment to shine. This is where you can show the world that you are more than just a guy that takes you from Burger King back to the house. You know, like this, because Lyft drivers and this
quick ride.
Yeah, that's a quick ride, but people take it. But this movie right here, this was pretty much just like a huge Lyft commercial.
I know
they kept on. I mean, Lyft was like a huge part of this flick. And yes, it was like an opportunity for him to show his badassery.
Yes, Sarah.
But also be a common man.
I'm just wondering, so this is Equalizer 2. Was he a Lyft driver in the first Equalizer?
No.
He's just down on his luck and he's a Lyft driver?
No, like, so before he was just kind of hanging out, reading books and novels at cafes. Like you didn't know what his like real job was in the first one.
But we can say what he was before though, right?
I guess if you want to give it away, go
ahead. No, we're not. It's part of the storyline. He's you can read it like in any commercial or hear it in any commercial. He used to be a CIA agent.
So in the first one, he's like a retired CIA agent.
Yes.
Got it.
That's why he's such a badass. And then just to stay incognito, I think that in the second one, he chose to be a Lyft driver.
And I just want to say, I've had a lot of good Lyft drivers, but nothing at this level.
Yeah. No.
I mean...
Well, you can never know. I mean, if they're not busy doing their vigilante stuff while they're driving you, you don't realize that they're...
Well, he's
badass.
I mean, there's moments where he's bringing justice forth for some of these passengers.
Right.
He's picking up this one kid who's being shipped off to Afghanistan, and where you off to, soldier? Afghanistan.
And it makes you think when you do take Lyft or Uber, like you should probably be a little more careful with the things that you say out loud, because your Uber driver could be a vigilante. You don't know this guy was like basically Batman in a Corolla. He was so, but that was part of the movie. That part of the movie was the fact that so many people came into his car and you could see the humanity within the back seat of any Lyft or any Uber, which is true. You know, people get in the back of those cars and they start talking about whatever's on their mind.
Yeah. So that are you getting in your Lyft and doing a set in the back seat? I mean, I don't understand why you got to be so careful.
Well, because this guy is basically, he's a representative of like your Lyft driver could be anybody.
Well,
you don't know who the Lyft driver is. This guy's an ex-CIA agent.
Rudy's,
and now he's driving you around and listening to your conversations at all times.
Rudy's saying, if you're a bad guy, don't talk. If you're a good guy, feel free to say whatever you want.
Got it.
Yeah, and you might get justice.
Well, I mean, you know, if you don't talk, he'll know you're bad.
Oh, well.
Ooh. There we go. I like that psychology.
Let's talk about the pacing of this film, Rudy. It's 2 hours long. Did it feel that long?
It did. No, here's the thing. Here's
how
the thing.
Did it start?
The first 15 minutes, awesome. The last 15 minutes, also awesome.
How about?
The other 90 minutes in between... was just like a huge valley, and it was just it dragged. It was just too much dialogue. I felt like I was watching Narcos for a minute now, because there's just so much speaking between characters, and then they were whispering a lot too, because it's a lot of CIA stuff. So it got very slow in the middle of the movie. But the first 15 and the last 15 was action packed the way that it's supposed to be, because this movie is predicated on the fact that it's like stylishly violent.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about like kicking ass and flipping people over. First 15, last 15, great. The 90 in between, very, very dragging.
There's some critics and fans saying this movie is sort of like a Marvel film. Do you agree?
I mean, it had that feeling of it. You know, you felt that
like
Denzel...
Like, if you were to say he's a Marvel hero, who would he be?
He'd be like, he's like the Black Punisher.
Oh.
That's what he is. That, like, he's got this vendetta against the world, and he's seeking out justice, and that's basically what he comes off as. He comes off as the Punisher. So it does have that feel of like a superhero that's just waiting to jump into action.
Will there be a part 3?
I hope not.
There's gonna be a part 3, everyone. The door was left wide open at the end of this one.
I mean, come on, though. Does it need a part three, though?
Well, here, I'll just say this. In the first one, the last scene takes place in a Home Depot. So he's got all these nail guns, all this barbed wire to work with. He's setting up all these traps for the bad guys. It was like The Punisher and MacGyver combined.
Oh. Right.
Sounds great.
But this is so. But
this one, I mean, you know,
Home Depot in the first one, Lyft in the second one.
Yeah,
it's like Walmart is going to be the third one. You know, it's just going to be like a consistent, just one long
ass commercial.
What about
Orchard Supply?
Orchard Supply, Osh has got to get in the mix.
What about Costco?
I think they got enough.
Maybe it'll be Amazon. He could just order a bunch of stuff. It all shows. Yeah.
Did you guys already say? So this is based on the TV series, The Equalizer,
well,
right?
I don't know if it is because
I read up on that, and the first one is loosely based on the TV show The Equalizer.
Yeah, I mean,
but it was never a Lyft driver in the.
They didn't have that. They didn't have the first one.
When I think of Michael Caine and I think of Denzel, like they don't really have a lot in common.
It's a modern version.
That's what I'm just as you were talking about characters or the Marvel characters. I think it's based on something though, right?
Yeah.
So my other question would be. Have you guys seen Man on Fire or Training Day, which are two of Denzel's like
some
best.
Of the best work? Yeah.
So how does this stack up to either of those films?
The first one absolutely stacks up to those. The second one is a big drop off. Antoine Fuqua is such a I think he's a great director, but I just felt like he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't like storyboard this movie because, as Rudy said, there's times where he's just sitting there having these long dialogues with like this kid who's, you know, a drug dealer, and you're like, boring.
And he's trying to like save him.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull him up from the depths of the ghetto.
So he doesn't have to kill him.
So the kid doesn't come back and try to kill him one day eventually, you know, because he sees that he's going down the wrong path. But like to answer your question though, Vinny, it's nothing compared to his performances, Denzel's performances in Man on Fire or Training Day. Because
what about Flight though? I mean, Flight.
Flight was amazing too.
The best one he's ever made.
Well, probably. I mean, he pulled it. Listen, that moment when you know he
when
goes
the alarm
to,
clock goes off.
No, that moment's good too. That chick was hot, and your voices were good too.
Thanks.
But,
thank you.
But that scene where he wanders into the other hotel room and the fridge is open, that's one of the most iconic moments in film history.
Yeah.
Because he
and
walks
then they get
away.
John Goodman in there, like we need
coke
to fix
his
this.
Ass up.
Right.
All right,
fine.
Let's talk about the weakest, weirdest thing in this film: the president from Independence Day.
Seriously,
like, what was his role? What happened to him?
Here's the thing: it was so noticeable that he was in the movie. But it was also so noticeable the fact that he had like three lines. He was barely in the movie at all. I'm like, this is the president of Independence Day.
He fought the aliens.
He led he led the rebellion against the Martians.
I know.
And you're going to give Bill Pullman, my president, Bill Pullman.
Three lines?
I
when he popped in the movie, I jumped out of my seat. I'm like, oh, man, it's the president of Independence Day.
Nothing.
And then we just never saw him again. I'm like, how about the president?
They didn't give him any. Bill Pullman didn't get any real opportunities. Denzel didn't get any real opportunities. He didn't get to show off his flair, his iconic, you know, flair for the camera. You got none of that in this movie. It was disappointing.
Well, there was this one scene in the car when he was driving the Lyft and he had to beat the crap out of the guy. Remember that?
Right. Okay.
That was an action sequence. Sum it all up. Let me just say this: Equalizer 2 is far inferior to Equalizer 1. Mm. The end of the film is good. It's a gunfight in the midst of a hurricane. So if you want to see that, it's worth seeing.
Oh.
It's not Denzel's best, but I didn't hate it as much as Rooney. Yeah. I'm going to give it 3 purrs.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to, you know, I know I told you that I was going to give it 3 when we left the movie theater, but now that it's actually sank in a little bit, I dislike it even more now. So I'm going to give this 1 pinata.
Oh, boy.
1
wow.
pinata. And that 1 pinata stands for Equalizer, the first Equalizer, which is the only good Equalizer. The second Equalizer was unnecessary, and I really hope that they reconsider.
There will be a third.
Yeah, sponsored by Costco. He's gonna be kicking ass in bulk. You know, I'm not convinced. I'm giving it 1 pinata. Sorry, Denzel. I love you, but not today.
Hey, everyone. Next week we're gonna be reviewing Mission Impossible 6 with Rachel.
Listen, nothing against you, Rudy, but I can't wait for
that. I know, it feels wrong to be excited about a movie reviewer with the one sitting right here next to us, but it's Rachel.
Hey, if you guys are excited, I'm excited.
Rudy's actually coming back in 2 weeks. Don't forget, everyone, you can get tickets for Mission Impossible 6. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info's there.
Yeah, there's like free tickets you can download from there.
Oh, nice.
While they last. There's not a million of them, so get on it. Yes, that's where Rachel is. Rudy, are you going to join us for the secret show?
I would love to.
All right, perfect. We'll cut one of those, and we'll be back in just a sec. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Have a great Thursday.
Hey, is Big Brother on tonight, too?
It is on tonight.
All right.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Wednesday, Thursdays, and Sundays.
I love
all
it.
All summer long.
Is someone getting kicked off today?
Yeah, today's eviction night.
Oh.
It's either Winston or Brett.
Well, who do you like for it?
I don't like either of those guys, so I don't care which one goes home. I'm just wondering if Sam's going to use her special advantage.
I think Winston gets booted, and I think Sam saves him.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be something?
That's my guess. I don't. That's not a spoiler because I don't know.
There are so many things in play. I love that show so much.
Yep.
Can't wait to talk to you about it tomorrow. Hey, we're going to go cut a secret show. Our friend Rudy's going to be joining us for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this show. It's filthy. You won't like it. But if you want to check it out, be over 18 and go to RadioAlice.com. You can.
But if you heard filthy and perked up, this is the show for you.
Maybe it's the one for you. It's not for your prude friends.
But it might be for you.
So he's going to join us on that, and that's always fun. He is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So find that around 11 or so at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcast from.
And he kicks ass.
Oh, my God.
In bulk.
Oh, my God. That was. See how funny he is?
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're already repeating his jokes. So we will see you again, and it will be Friday. See you then.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.